Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I got busted. I've been called out. I am busted. I have been, and I'm really feeling guilty about this, but I have taken a little advantage of this coronavirus thing when it comes to my mom, and I've pretended that I can't hang out with her or have her come over because of coronavirus, okay? I have been over-exaggerating the incubation period and telling her that if she is like 15 miles from where I live, she could possibly get it. And to avoid me, like with a 15-mile radius, I love my mommy. I do. It just, you know, she's like me, and it's really hard to be in the same room with somebody like yourself. And so I've been, you know, telling my mom when she's like, oh, you know, why don't I spend the day with you and the kids? I'm like, no, coronavirus, sorry. Well, you know, we got Passover Seder coming up and, you know, Easter, and why don't we hang out? No, coronavirus. Sorry. Well, do you want to call me? Do you want to talk on the phone? Nope, coronavirus. It'll extend through the cell phone. So we can't, you know, we have to avoid the coronavirus. So we shouldn't even be speaking now. In fact, Mom, you are at risk speaking to me now. So get off the phone as fast as possible so you don't get coronavirus from speaking to me. Oh, okay. Well, go. Well, she's been reading the news, so she knows I'm full of it. And so that's kind of a problem. However, though, people are texting. Uh-oh, I hope that's not her. I love you, Mommy. I love my mommy. Just avoid me so, you know, we don't accidentally pick up coronavirus. All right. So, yeah, you know, we got Easter coming up and, you know, Grandpa and Grandma, you know, may want to come over. And, you know, in Italy with this lockdown, they're also asking weddings be postponed and funerals. To postpone a funeral, I think in the Jewish religion, you have to be buried within 24 hours, which is kind of good because, you know, I want to look good, God forbid. You know, I've been kind of talking to my family about, you know, if God forbid anything happens to me, if it is open casket, you know, this is what I want to be wearing. I want to look good, you know, make sure the bra straps are even because it's very easy to look lopsided when you're lying down, or just closed casket, you know. But I mean, you're basically, you know, interned pretty quickly. In other religions, I guess you could wait. I just don't see if a lockdown in Italy is going till April 3rd, how that would, you know, work if somebody had to be buried. I don't see how that would work. But anyway, so the discussion has come up as now the CDC has urged older folk to stay home, avoid public places, start to bunker down, get some food and supplies. So the CDC is already asking older individuals in America to start protecting themselves. The question rises, why older people, not kids? Where are the pediatric cases of this? And there have been some. From what I understand, it's like 0.2% of the cases are children. No, actually, I think it was like maybe less than 1%, but less than 0.2% were critically ill. So people are asking, how come the kids are, you know, kind of protected from this, knock on wood? Whereas with flu, kids are very vulnerable. So there's a few reasons and theories. Okay, one is maybe with our robust vaccination program, one of the vaccines that they've gotten, one of the however many, might have induced their immune system where they have some sort of protection against this virus. Number two is kids get coronavirus type infections all the time. They get coughs and colds. And so maybe this strain, you know, has some similarity to some of the new colds, not the colds that 60, 70-year-olds have been exposed to. There might be like a new Generation Z type of cold that they have gotten, thus they have immunity that older people don't. Another theory they have is in China, when we look at these 80,000 cases, China, a lot of them smoke. You know, a lot of them have, there's high pollution in China. So maybe that wears and tears on the lungs. So maybe the reason why a young kid doesn't seem to be affected with this as much, God willing, is because they haven't been around and breathed in all the nasty pollution that older people have. Or they haven't smoked or vaped yet. So, you know, we're not exactly sure. One thing that's interesting is with the SARS outbreak that happened in 2002 to 2003, not one child died. It was all an adult issue. So this coronavirus might just stick to adults, which then brings the question, why would we be closing down schools? Well, because you have older individuals that teach at the schools. And schools are a hotbed for infection. And this virus can mutate. So we really don't want the virus mutating the kids and then us dealing with that. So, you know, and schools are pretty easy to kind of close down and, you know, start a network from home. I think Amazon has now asked their workers to, you know, stay home and work. So that's going to be kind of hard with the shipping. But, you know, they're starting to get more robots anyway. I'm going to talk about, you know, predictions, you know, later on in the week of where we're going to be going with all this. You know, this work from home thing is going to explode faster than you think because people are like, you know what, I like working from home. I get to watch Friends reruns. I get to be with the kids. I get to potty when I want to. I get to, you know, burp, you know, and toot. I get to, you know, laugh at a funny joke without anybody accusing me of anything. And so I think a lot of people really like the idea of working from home. So there's going to be a big push for that. So, you know, where are we at with Easter and Passover coming and, you know, older individuals? I mean, the older individuals are more susceptible with the 26 deaths that we've had in America. The majority of them, from what I understand, are over 60. So those with heart disease, diabetes, there's even been some discussion of high blood pressure. Those people that have even maybe pulmonary vulnerabilities, we're asking them to kind of avoid others and try to avoid this coronavirus. The thing is how long is it going to last? Is it going to last till the summer? Is it going to last beyond the summer? We don't know. And having an older individual not get some fresh air, not go outside, not get some sun, not get some exercise could be detrimental to their health. So even though I kind of make fun of, you know, my mom a lot because I love my mom, you really don't want your older individuals locked up indefinitely. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I am too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have primaries today. Nobody's talking about them. But yeah, we have, we are in an election year. Coronavirus has definitely displaced a lot of that talk, and I think that's kind of because the media want that to happen. You know, you have a lot of people concerned that the Democrats won't be able to unseat Trump, and Democrats aren't really making some exciting news lately, so they're kind of hoping the coronavirus can work against the economy. And then, you know, take the pedestal, the economic pedestal that Trump gets to stand on, and cause that to fall right before an election in November. So we aren't really hearing a lot of that news. I hate seeing the manipulation of media and these stories, all right? But I'm going to talk about it. So, six states are holding primaries today. Michigan, which I think awards the most delegates. We got Washington State, we got Missouri, we got Mississippi, Idaho, and North Dakota. The first results are expected at about 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Washington State will be using mail-in and drop-off ballots. So we may not be able to get Washington State's results because they're, you know, kind of having their own little epicenter of the epidemic. And they seem to have, I think, a large number of cases that we've been kind of dealing with in America with coronavirus. So they're hoping that people could use mail-in or other sorts of means so they don't have to be standing in line at the ballot. Former Vice President Joe Biden has become the race's delegate leader so far, has a dominant showing after Super Tuesday. Bernie Sanders of Vermont trailing him, still within striking distance, not really sure how far he's going to go. He's obviously concerned that Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar had dropped out right before Super Tuesday, which could have allowed him to rise. People were discussing this, you know, as Biden was trailing the polls, that the moderates were splitting the vote, allowing Bernie Sanders a clear path to the Democratic nomination. Establishment said, oh, hell no. And we believe some discussions were made and people were dropping out. So is Biden strong enough? Probably. You know, he had some issues, but he had a good showing at the last debate. He was told he needs to kind of look more presidential, be more tough, you know, try to have some more charisma and, beat out a possible socialist. So Michigan has, I forget how many delegates there are, but Michigan's big. Sanders needs that. They say for the Sanders campaign, he needs to show improvement among black voters in the South, keep losses to a minimum in a state like Mississippi. Of course, events have been difficult to go to with a lot of the, concern about coronavirus. Reverend Jesse Jackson and Representative Rashida Tlaib in Detroit have backed Bernie Sanders, hoping to dent losses, according to the New York Times, among black voters in northern states. But, Biden seems to be the front runner. So, apparently, though, Biden, I think, used some cuss words the other day. Apparently, he swore at a man during a heated exchange about guns. He was visiting a Fiat Chrysler automobile assembly. He was shaking hands and taking pictures. I can't say this. Many of them were in vests and hard hats, and then one man accused him of trying to take away our guns. Mr. Biden said, you are full of poo-poo, the word for poo-poo. He said, I support the Second Amendment. So the two men got into a back and forth. Mr. Biden noted that he was a gun owner and said, I'm not taking your gun away at all. Later in the exchange, he told the man to not be such a horse's butt. You use the term for butt. So Biden has been very well known for gaffing. And for, you would think, with his long political career, he's probably the most distinguished, and has, more experience than many of the other candidates, that he would know not to get rallied and not to get, caught cussing or calling somebody a name. Apparently, at a campaign event in Iowa in December, he angrily lashed out at a man who raised questions about his son, Hunter Biden's, business dealings in Ukraine. He called him a damn liar. And then I guess the man said that Mr. Biden was too old to be president. He suggested that the man do push-ups or go running with him. So, here's the thing. Biden can't be a Trump in a good sense in terms of speaking his mind. And the reason why is Trump has always been an outlier. Trump has always been an outsider. And so if you see establishment try to do the Trump thing, like, oh, you're full of crap, or you know what the hell you're talking about, that's going to not be taken that way. You know, it's interesting. I've had an amazing relationship with medical students and college students, to the point that very early on, I could establish rapport where we're friends before the exchange is even over, and we could start even giving each other crap and talking. And so I heard that there was a professor that tried to do something similar with some of the students. Similar exchanges that I have where we kind of joke and, you know, I roast and things like that. And it fell very flat. And this professor got a lot of people ticked off at him. And he didn't really say, you know, that much different in context from what I did. But the reason why is it's a relationship that you have. Trump has had a celebrity status relationship with the American people. Okay, maybe not Brad Pitt celebrity status, but look, I'm big business and I'm Hollywood, you know, with his apprentice show. And so I don't have to, you know, follow Robert's Rules of Order. I'm going to say whatever I say and, or, you know, and whatever. And so that's him. A lot of people love it. Some people don't. Biden, however, was kind of that he's coming from a different school. And so it looks like he's being insulting. It looks like he's being condescending, as opposed to, that's just my way. It's always been Trump's way to talk like that, from what we understand. It's not always been Biden's way, which means that's not just Biden being Biden, that's him being mean. So he's got to control that. Now, also speaking of gaffes, Amy Klobuchar made a little slip. She innuendoed that she will be on Joe Biden's ticket. This is during a campaign rally for the former vice president of Michigan. She has been stumping for Biden across the state ahead of today's primary. She had dropped out of the race and endorsed him last week, and she told a crowd of Grand Rapids that she couldn't think of a better way to end my candidacy than to join the ticket. Then she shook her head and was like, oh, kidding. She said, guys, I was going to say, while people were chanting Amy, Amy, then to join the terrific, terrific, terrific campaign of Joe Biden. Now, Biden would be very, very, this would be, I think, deadly for him to bring up who he would choose as vice president. Amy Klobuchar might be a great pick, you know, smart woman. I know that the Democrats would love to have a woman on the ticket, you know, because it would definitely show contrast with the GOP ticket. But if people don't like her, then he could just ruin his primary results and opportunity. So he has to lay low. But people have wondered, for her to drop out of the race and endorse Biden, was she promised something? Now, of course, people are wondering what's happening to Elizabeth Warren. Is Elizabeth Warren going to endorse somebody? From what I understand, de Blasio wants Elizabeth Warren to endorse Bernie Sanders. Elizabeth Warren has a big following. People love her. Is she waiting to be offered a VP, you know, seat? Thing is, she came in third in her own home state of Massachusetts. That's not good. She said she's not in any hurry to say who she's going to endorse. So, it's going to be interesting if it's a Amy Klobuchar vice president ticket, and not an Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren has been looked upon as very left-leaning, very liberal. Now, that could appease the Bernie Sanderites. People have asked if Bernie Sanders run for vice president. I don't know. I don't think those two could get along. And I think people are scared of Bernie Sanders winning. So that's what's going on with our semi-Super Tuesday today. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus still dominating the news around the globe as Italy has begun an extraordinary sweeping lockdown, while in China the diminishing threat there has that nation edging back towards normal after weeks of extreme quarantine measures. China reporting just 19 new infections yesterday, down from thousands each day last month. President Trump vowing to look to provide relief to workers and businesses as coronavirus fears continue to shake the economy. He explained yesterday he'll be meeting with Republican members of the Senate today to push for a payroll tax cut and relief for hourly workers. At a U.S. House hearing this morning, Democrats are accusing the administration of failures when it came to the coronavirus response.
Other countries have been testing thousands of people for weeks, but the U.S. is woefully behind the curve.
Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro, and this is USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war, what in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Okay, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was in Cincinnati, I was at the 21C Hotel. Very interesting hotel. It's like a museum. It's a hotel that's been around for many decades and very artsy. In fact, I put a picture up of the shower in the hotel where there's like a little eye in the tile. Not like a real eye, so nobody could watch you. There was an ear, there was some lips, and then there was a boobie. Just one boobie. I would compare it to like a boobie of like a 20-some-year-old, because it was kind of, you know, up high at boobie height as opposed to down by the feet. My husband thought it was a soap dispenser. I'm like, no, quit squeezing it. All right, it's just in the tile. Wasn't really sure why that was there. But somebody at the radio conference, because I was there at a radio conference, said, you know, this hotel is built for Instagram. You know, their marketing was designed, you know, and their decor and all that, so people would take pictures and post it. And I got to tell you, almost everybody at the conference posted pictures of the boobie in the shower. I personally didn't really like having a boobie there because, again, it reminded me of how, you know, mine used to look, right, and how they don't look anymore. And, you know, the last thing I need is my husband reminded of that, okay? You know, I'm never going to look like that again. Don't really need the reminder, thank you, and I definitely don't need my husband reminded as well. He probably does look at porn and stuff, but I just, you know, and I don't mind that he does. But, you know, he says I look better than everybody, you know, he sees. Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, he knows how to lie. I don't know. I don't know what I would do if I really thought that he would be attracted to other people more than me. But, I mean, it's going to happen. So, you know, just, you know, hopefully never leaves me for a, you know, boob on a tile. But interesting place. But I bring it up because we decided to watch, you know, a movie. We stayed in one night and Stand By Me was on. I don't know which, if it was AMC. Yeah, I think it was AMC was playing Stand By Me. And Corey Haim was in it. And Stand By Me was a great story. You know, of four boys, you know, trying to find another kid's body. And they, you know, bond and they go through a whole bunch of stuff. And River Phoenix, who I was a huge fan of, who we lost to, unfortunately. I believe overdose, you know, when he was in his early 20s, you know, he was in it and it was, it was a good movie and I love the soundtrack. The soundtrack of Stand By Me is one of my favorite soundtracks ever because I really like 50s music. Well, Corey Haim is back in the news. Now, a lot of people that, you know, aren't of the 80s era don't know who he is. But for those of us, we know who he is. We know who Corey Feldman is and we know who Charlie Sheen is. And how are they all related? Well, apparently Corey Feldman, and he was in Lucas, okay? He didn't have, I think, as big a career as Corey Haim. I'm not too sure. But Corey Feldman, I guess, has now released his documentary, My Truth, The Rape of Two Coreys. And that premiered yesterday in L.A. So he names players who had raped him and Corey Haim when they were kids. Now, Corey Feldman, I guess, was in the Goonies, Lucas, and some other movies. Corey Haim, who died in 2010 at the age of 38, had revealed to him that he was raped by Charlie Sheen when they were filming Lucas in 1986. Oh. Or, actually, I think Corey Feldman said that happened to him. Anyway. Oh, no. Haim was 13 years old at the time. Sheen was 19. Now, Sheen had fiercely denied the allegations when they first surfaced back in 2017. But Feldman also accused former actor John Grisham, nightclub owner Alfie Hoffman, former talent manager Marty Weiss, of abusing him in the film. So it's called The Rape of Two Coreys. Apparently it debuted. It was set to be live-streamed online, but it was ultimately taken down. Apparently users paid $20 for access. They reported that the MyTruth.com wasn't loading. Now, Feldman is 48 years old. He has long spoken about the alleged abuse to him and Corey Haim, as well as other childhood actors. And this is the first time we hear the perpetrators. So Steven Spielberg in 86 made this film called Lucas. And Lucas was, if I remember correctly, God, there was, I think, Cary Grant was the girl, and Lucas, I guess, really liked her, but she was into Charlie Sheen. I don't remember. It was one of these 80s films. And he said that he was raped during the making of that movie. Or Corey Haim was. And he said this wasn't like a one-time thing. He said in passing, it was like, oh, by the way, this happened. And he went into great detail. He said that Charlie bent me over in between two trailers, put Crisco oil on my butt. He said raped him in broad daylight. Anybody could have walked by. Anybody could have seen it. Now, Feldman's ex-wife, Susanna Sprague, split from the actor in 2009, also claimed that Corey Haim told him that this happened. He shared with me that on the set of Lucas, he was raped as a little boy. He told me that it was his co-star, and he told me that it was Charlie Sheen that did it. Now, Feldman and Haim, I think, were in The Lost Boys in 87. That's kind of when they confided in each other. And these allegations have obviously surfaced, and Charlie Sheen back in the spotlight, who has had a very tumultuous Hollywood career, especially with houses and, you know, things like that. Now, when we see something like this, you know, we've always wondered about the life of child actors. And we've always wondered about the vulnerability. You know, with Michael Jackson and the Neverland and, you know, Macaulay Culkin and you know, some, you know, discussions of, you know, was he ever, you know, traumatized as a kid? And, you know, this kind of opens up the discussion of how childhood attacks are probably far more, and I'm not saying Charlie Sheen did it, you know, this is all alleged, but I think child attacks and child rapes are probably far more frequent than we like to believe. And you have people who you would think would never do something like that. They're loved, they're revered, they could get any girl they like. Charlie Sheen was a heartthrob in the 80s. People couldn't wait to throw their, you know, underwear at him. Why would he have to do that? If this happened, is it because of a position of power? Was it because of an upstaging? Is it because he wanted to put somebody in their place? Because remember, rape is usually more about violence. It's not supposed to be about sexual satisfaction. So you start to kind of look at Hollywood with a much different filter, where there could be some real, real sick stuff. You know, Harvey Weinstein and the Me Too movement, you know, brought up the, you know, topics of people sleeping to get, you know, parts, people being goaded into, you know, sex, people being raped, or, you know, people being offered, look, you know, you do a sexual favor for me, you get the job. And to think that Hollywood is pristine and Disneyland-like and without its share of smut is naive. And we all know this from the olden days because there was a whole bunch of, you know, Roman Polanski and, you know, just a whole bunch of stuff that, you know, we would hear about and, you know, it would try to be hush-hush and rumors, etc. But a lot of the younger generation has been protective from this. And, you know, Hollywood did not want them looked upon as, you know, evil. And things were kind of hush-hush for the last decade or two until the Harvey Weinstein thing. Or here we are with Corey Haim's rape. And so, you know, I don't know what protection child actors have. You know, child actors are very vulnerable in that, you know, they, after they, you know, start to age or they don't lose their cuteness, they could be out of a job. And if they've been displaced from school, if they have this fame and then they don't maintain it, or the amount of money or, you know, for bodyguards and security and protection, they're in trouble. A lot of them face drugs. A lot of them face, you know, lack of funds, bankruptcy, et cetera. And so, unfortunately, when they're vulnerable like that, predators can take advantage. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 702- 562-8800. And drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You guys, I didn't realize we could make some bucks. Apparently, scientists in London will pay you to be infected by coronavirus. Hey, you knew it was too good to be true. £3,500. That's what, about $4,000? Scientists based in Whitechapel is going to recruit 24 members of the public. They need to develop a vaccine and test it. They need human subjects. That's kind of the way science goes. They want to know if this vaccine developed by Hivivo will successfully fight COVID-19 or the novel coronavirus. They are going to do live attenuated vaccines, it appears. Not the killed, but the weakened version. Queen Mary Bioenterprises Innovation Center in London is including 24 people for the study. They're going to get two weaker strains of the deadly virus. They will remain in quarantine for 2 weeks to see if it's successful. Some 35 other vaccines are in development. The UK government has promised an extra £46 million in the fight against the coronavirus, but they need to start human trials as soon as possible. Experts have said the vaccine is unlikely to be approved in time to halt the current epidemic, but they are hoping that this could then be used for the future. Or, like what happened with swine flu, where we now, in our trivalent and quadrivalent flu vaccine, have a protection against swine flu. So it might just be a part of our yearly flu shot. So they're working on it. UK's medicine watchdog, Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, will have to agree to the study before it takes place. UK has not had as many deaths as we have. I think they've had maybe six total. A few hundred affected were our death tolls at about 26, 765 affected thus far in terms of being tested. But the two participants are going to be, or the participants, the 24 volunteers, are going to get injected with two less serious strains of the virus called OC43 and 229E. Do they get paid right away? Nope. They got to stay in quarantine for 2 weeks. They have to eat a restricted diet. They're not allowed to have contact with anyone else or exercise. I would get so squirrely. I mean, I would probably catch up on all the shows. And I've already seen Game of Thrones. I've caught up with Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad and all that. So I'd probably catch up on Maybe This Is Us. I haven't really caught up on that. Kind of girly, but it's a good show. I'd probably catch up on, there's another one I want to see. What's the one where they're pretending like Hitler's in power or something? I don't know. Like a post-Nazi Germany if Hitler won. I don't know. I want to see that one. So anyway, I would probably catch up on that. But I think after 2 days, after a day, I get squirrely. I'm like, I need to do something. I need to work. I need to, you know. So doctors working on the study are going to assess everybody's response to the vaccine. They're going to wear protective clothing and ventilators. It's part of a $2 billion global effort to find a vaccine for coronavirus. Europe obviously has experienced a huge surge of Italy on lockdown. 35 vaccine candidates have already been listed despite HVivo. So HVivo hasn't even been included in those. So there is a race to see who could get this vaccine. A lot of money involved. Luckily, a lot of these companies are getting backing from governments. Otherwise, you wouldn't see so many. Because if you are just a day too shy, you don't get the contract. So HVivo wants to be on the forefront of the fight against the outbreak. People have asked which bio company should you invest in because who's going to, it's hard to tell. We don't, that's going to be a crapshoot. You have 1 in 36 chance of finding the one that's going to make the biggest money. So the vaccine trial is expected to launch by the end of April. It is going to take 14 months. Even though the quarantine is only about 2 weeks. So, they'll get some bucks, but I don't know if it's worth it. Eight new territories have reported cases in the last 24 hours. We got cases in Bulgaria, Costa Rica, Faroe Islands, French Guiana, Maldives, Malta, Martinique, Republic of Moldova. So as we are over our latest jump here in terms of coronavirus cases, I believe we are at 118,000, 4,200 deaths, 65,000 have recovered. America cases are up to 754. We've had now 28 deaths, so we've just had two reported in the last 24 hours. Now, how are we on testing? Well, we're being told that Oregon supply is going to kind of run out. They say the Oregon Health Authority said they're going to run out of coronavirus test kits by Wednesday without an infusion of kits from the federal government. Officials acknowledge in response to questions from the Oregon Live, the state only had 130 tests left as of last night, which means they could only test 65 people. Why? Because we need two tests per person to diagnose the disease. They are confident that they're going to get more enzymes, which is a kind of a critical component of the tests, from the CDC later today and tomorrow. Then they'll be able to test another 4,800 people. State officials say they can pursue contingency plans such as commercial or out-of-state labs. So, you know, this is kind of why we're still struggling. If we want to contain an epidemic, we need to identify, we need to isolate, we need to separate, obviously. And we just need the knowledge. So when you have people walking around coughing and sneezing and sniffling and all that, and you don't know what the hell they have, and they're just walking around loose and going, I mean, it spreads it. And I get, you know, this is nowhere near the severity of flu. And we should have been more cautious during flu season, and we weren't. Now all of a sudden we're talking about lockdowns, scaring people like crazy. People don't want to be quarantined. People don't want to lose income. People don't want to lose business. Fact, American Airlines, the airlines are really taking a hit. We're being told that American Airlines and Delta are going to be now canceling a bunch of flights. Southwest CEO is going to take a 10% pay cut as coronavirus crisis hammers the airline industry. I don't know. His salary is $750,000. His total compensation was $7.73 million in 2018. Not exactly sure if it's the salary he's going to take a cut on or, it's a lot of money. And it would not be nice if, you know, you're still a millionaire. Yeah, I will gladly donate part of my salary and you're still a millionaire. So airlines are feeling the squeeze, you know, cruise ships, restaurants. This was interesting. Apparently a restaurant has been kicking out diners because they're testing them for coronavirus or they're testing them for fever. It's a chain of Chinese restaurants, Sichuan Impression, using an infrared thermometer to check for fevers with anyone that is trying to dine at the three locations in West LA, Tustin, or Alhambra. And they will kick you out if you have a fever. They said, if any abnormal symptoms such as fever is identified, we will immediately assist to contact the nearest medical service. If you refuse to cooperate with the temperature measurement, we have to regretfully deny the service to you for the time being. Restaurants would rather customers stay away. Isn't it interesting how all these rules of discrimination and profiling and, you know, and kicking people out and all that go out the door when we talk about infectious disease? So, are they just testing everybody or are they only testing people of certain race, descent? We don't know. So they're encouraging now everybody to order to go. We will offer 5% discount for the entire order. Sichuan Impression said the drastic measure was because having a healthy and safe dining environment is top priority. They said we have family in China, so we understand the importance of doing everything we can to protect both our customers and our workers. Everybody has a responsibility to do what they can do. And apparently they've gotten a lot of support, but some people are saying, but you're infecting everybody that when you're touching with this thermometer. So if they're not cleaning the thermometer after they touch people, then that can unfortunately spread disease. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Felly.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.